kalt ett med vad jag älan, vänner att jag kan med en vått. Var det Jacob Paul Frommer, leo av en gobbju, lefja jag en avi.
Marco Krenjich, klingan hål, vid känn mok tak.
Anha David Peterson, lekmovek haji villagerus, adori haji HBO.
Mi nomigas Grant Goodall, mi estas profesoro pri lingvistiko en la Universitato de Kalifornio en San Diego, kaj mi ankaŭ estas la direktoro de la lingvo programo de la fako pri lingvistiko.
Well, our approach to language instruction at UC San Diego is based on the idea that in order to learn how to speak a language, you have to hear it and you have to comprehend it. To use the terminology that linguists use, you have to have input.
When I started studying linguistics, that was pretty much exactly the same time that I started creating language. So for me, the two always went hand in hand. And personally, the way I looked at it was, if you think about, like, you know, art history, and there's visual art is the association with art history, conlanging, language creation, is the art that goes hand in hand with linguistics.
The way I got into conlanging is essentially to apply for a job. I got wind of the fact, very fortunately, that back in 2005, got wind of the fact that James Cameron was looking for a linguist who could develop an alien language for a science fiction film.
If I'm a conlanger, I became one because I made up this language for the films. Prior to that, I'd never made up a language. But you know, they called me up on the phone one day and said, "We're making a movie. Klingons are going to be the villains. They have their own language, but nobody knows what it is. Do you want to make it up?" So that's how it happened.
As a linguist, as a student of linguistics, as a researcher, I definitely had a sense of what language was all about. When you actually try to put one together, I think you get a real sense of the complexity and the wonder of language.
Originally, when I was developing Klingon, I had a few things in mind. And the key one was I'm supposed to make up a language that's not a human language because it's spoken by people who are not humans. So how are you going to go about doing that? Because the language is going to be spoken by human actors, and they were not going to do anything electronically or play tapes backwards or any of that sort of thing. So I had to make up something that they could pronounce and learn relatively quickly.
When you're creating a language in general, you start off with a very basic kind of design goal or idea, something that you want to accomplish. So with all the languages that I've created for both Game of Thrones and Defiance, they're all naturalistic languages. That is, they're languages that should look like something that you wouldn't be surprised to find amongst a speech community.
The best speakers of Klingon are the fans of the language, okay? And they're all around the world, and some of them are phenomenal. I mean, not only does it sound good, it's grammatically correct, and they know the vocabulary and things like that. And they speak it far better than I do.